Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 27, 2017. Our meeting today is dedicated led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Lashley.
Please pray with me. Our gracious Father, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We ask and seek your forgiveness for our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please recite the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today. Out of order, we'll begin on public health. I lay as the center properly adopt a resolution recognizing Ms. Catherine Solari for 10 years of dedicated service in Jefferson County Public Health Department to citizens of Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinnegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Solari, if you'll come up to the podium, please. Commissioner Sinnegal has a resolution he's going to read.
15 years of dedicated service.
Yeah.
I think we got seven out of them. Love it.
He's here.
Whereas Catherine Solari has devoted 10 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Catherine Solari has dedicated her talents and service as a receptionist at the Jefferson County Public Health Department, and whereas Catherine Solari has pledged her service to those persons who are in need of medical and financial assistance in Jefferson County, and whereas Catherine Solari is highly respected by the various community resource agencies in Jefferson County, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Pookie has earned the respect of her colleagues and I admit, and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Public Health Department, Catherine Solari is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by her friends and co-workers and church members. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in a regular meeting duly convened and acted in its capacity as the governing body of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Catherine Pookie Solari for a dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Catherine Solari all through there, but most people know me as Pookie, so I want to make sure everybody knows.
Can I say anything?
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on. No.
No.
Do you want me to say something about that?
Please.
Always remember who I am, the queen.
I tell you what, the judge and in court, she has been an outstanding individual. And those of you that come before that door and ask for help, one thing you've always held them with grace and dignity. And it's good to be a person of the Lord. We know you are, and that helps a long way. We really appreciate your service. God bless you in your retirement.
Right. And Judge, the Commissioner's Court, everyone, about a month ago, about 6 months ago, she said she was going to retire, and I was glad to be rid of her. But about a month ago, I just joined the same church, so God have mercy. I love you, Pookie. Appreciate it. Catherine, introduce your family members, the staff that came, that shut court off the health department. down.
This is my co-worker, Dr. Wallace, and I'll...
Go to the podium, Bookie. You acting shy.
Okay, Dr. was my co-worker. Young and young. This is my granddaughter, Chana, my daughter, Kedrin, and my sister, Dorothy.
Turn our regular agenda under purchasing. Item A is no bid received for sale of land located at 30 Road, Rock Yard.
Speaker.
Item B, consider approving and executing renewal for term contract Green Lane Clothing Supply for Jefferson County, Bob Barker Company, Inc., Charm Franchise, CS, Health Supply, Inc., Corporation of Birmingham, and Tab Textile for a 41-year renewal from March 7, 2017 to March 6, 2018. Item C is consider approving and executing a renewal for term contract for Marine Motor Fuel for Jefferson County with C&I Oil Company, Inc. for a 31-year renewal from March 28, 2017 to March 27, 2018. Item D is consider approving and executing certification of construction completion for road improvements for Jefferson County Phase 2, Brass Star Contracting, Inc., fully funded by the County Energy Transportation Reinvestment Zone Fund. At me is considered approved phase one fire smoke and control damper testing with limited repair scope for the smoke evacuation system at the downtown jail with SCI gallon for a total time and material not to exceed $27,586. That's in accordance with the Choice Partners HVAC equipment service contract, which will be funded through capital projects. Item F is considered approved disposition of salvage property. Authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. That motion on those items is no purchase.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Constable Precinct 7, item A is considering possibly approve the hiring of Kirk Dallas Frederick as Deputy Constable with Constable Precinct 7 in accordance with local government code section 86.011. On that.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. County Auditor, item A is consider approved budget adoption for the following special revenue funds for fiscal year 2016-17, DWI pretrial conversion, misdemeanor pretrial, and veterans pretrial program. Item B is consider approved budget transfer to Conference Precinct 7 for the purchase of portal radio. $3,653. Item C is received file financial statement for the Texas Juvenile Justice Department grant fund for the year ended August 31st, 2016. And item D is regular county bills check number 430375 through 430622 for the period ending February 20th, 2017. Check numbers 430623 through 430834 for the period ending today. I have a motion on those items under audit.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Give me a breakdown on these at A and these special revenue accounts.
Commissioner, this came to our attention that we needed to have these adopted through a formal budget adopted on them. They are special revenue funds funded with fees from the different participants of these programs. And for the DWI pretrial, we're looking at possibly collecting around $65,000 in fees. And if you actually have two employees in that are part of the adult probation department, they're supervised by the adult probation department, kind of quasi-county and adult probation employees, because they actually cover their insurance over there or pay for, or they're on their insurance with the adult probation. The other misdemeanor pretrial, we're looking at a possible one employee there, and then I think the veterans, they were going to try to handle between those three employees and get them some activity, because we haven't seen much activity so far on the veterans.
And it is three employees. employees already existed, correct?
I believe, yes.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Clerk, item A is consider approved expenditure from record management fund for reparations. Now, the Commissioner's Court minutes index for the years 1838 to 1990 in the amount of $23,575.36. Is there a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I was just going to ask the clerk, obviously, you know, I've been very interested in our historical preservation of records and photographs, everything that we've done in the past. What is the process involved in this and how will it protect it?
Well, we're still working on it. We're trying, we're moving as fast as we can the money that we have available to us. So right now we're still in the, we still have an ongoing process with our microfilm. We're almost at the end of that conversion process. We're having everything indexed at this time. We expect that process to be completed, I think, by at the end of this year. And so all our microfilm, which is our, all of our deed records and MNL records, will be completely digitized. We've gotten just about all the old probate up to the 1950 era. All those books have been restored. And what we've been pulling is a lot of the records that we go into daily that really are in bad shape. So as we run across those, we've been pulling those to get those preserved rather than lose those records. So the Commissioner's Court minutes were something that we go into quite a bit when we have to do research, and that's why those were pulled to be restored. And most of the time for the restoration, those records are sent out to CoFile because they're really the only company that do complete restoration of records.
So at the end of this project, our Commissioner Court minutes from that period, 1838 to 90, will be completed.
Right, that's the restoration of those index records. That's just the indexes.
Okay.
And that was about, I think, eight books or 18 books, eight or nine books.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The County Commissioner, item A is receive and file executed demolition waiver for the City of Beaumont authorizing demolition of property located 3650 Orleans Street, Beaumont, Texas. Item B is receive and file executed youth license agreement from Jefferson County Tech and Lamar Institute of Technology. Item C is receive and file executed youth license agreement between Jefferson County Tech and DT Baseball 2017-2020. Item D is receive and file executed youth license agreement between Jefferson County and Neutronville Beaumont LLC for the annual company crawfish ball. Item E is receive and file designated civil rights officer for Texas CDBG contract number 7216231 and all subsequent community development block grant contracts. Item F is received to file a resolution regarding civil rights in accordance with Section 3 of the Housing and Urban Development Act of 1968. Item G is considered possibly approved the resignation of Ralph Mazzello as Commissioner of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1, effective February 28th, 2017. Item H is considered possibly approved the elimination of one road foreman position for Road Bridge Precinct 1, budgeted at $57,705, and reallocation of a portion of those funds to three equipment operator maintenance work positions, increasing $1,266 for all positions, all three positions, bringing them to 110% of the salary range at $44,720. Five senior equipment operator maintenance worker positions increased a total of $16,113 for all five positions at an annual budget of $50,595, or 110% of the salary range. Number 3-1, administrative secretary finance position increase of $1,815 at an annual budget of $48,157, or 110% of the salary range, with a net LLC Banquet. Item J is receive and file and execute the use license agreement between Jefferson County and Harbor Foundation for butterfly relief. Item K is consider possibly approve proclamation for National IDD Awareness Month. Item L is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute receive and file Jefferson County Ford Park use license agreement for bicycle and bio charity event with the Rio Charitable Foundation, Inc. Item M is consider possibly approve resolution supporting establishment of the PACE program for Jefferson County and authorize the county judge to execute required report publication of the required report for same pursuant to Texas Government Code Chapter 399 of the PACE Act. Item N is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute file of 2017 local government assistance program agreement between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Transportation for allotments of RAP. Item O is consider possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Edward Wayne and Brad Lowbridge Precinct 3 employee. Item P is consider possibly approve resolution designating authorized signatory for contractual documents for requested funds pertaining to the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program contract number 7216231. Item Q is to receive and file a corrective agreement between Jefferson County, Texas Department of Agriculture for Community Development Fund contract number 7216231, which replaces the agreement previously executed on January 3rd, 2017. Item R is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute receive and file an application for state land use lease between Jefferson County, Texas and the Texas General Land Office for the Sand Source Borrow area for the Fadden Beach Nursery. Item S is consider possibly approve exempting the district clerk's office from paying for security during their scheduled passport day event for Saturday, March 11, 2017, from 8:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m., which will be paid via budget funds. And B, addendum item T is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute and file Southeast Texas Ford Dealer Ford Park Naming Rights Amendment Agreement for the period of April 1st, 2017. March 31st, 2018. That motion on those items under county commissioner?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion on any of the many items?
Just clarification purposes on the edge of the one I submitted. Just want to make sure the board understands these are not automatic raises. They're just increasing the budget amount, so at some point in the future, these people or these slots serve a rate for whatever reason beyond the normal raises we give our employees and not have money allocated in the budget for those individuals at such time. But they're not given an automatic raise. It's just to make sure we understand.
I understand the commission, and all I can say is you know how many people it takes to run your precinct.
That's right.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A, receive and file investment schedule for January 2017, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds.
Which one?
We have a motion on that.
So moved.
Second. By Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Turner. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I just want to thank our treasurer, Mr. Thompson, for doing a great job. We're, I think it was 1.44 or something like that percent, or 1.47. It's a good return considering. Thank you.
Considering all the limitations on our investment products. Yeah. Under risk management, item A is consider possibly approved fuel storage tank liability insurance renewal with Ace American Insurance Company. Effective April 6, 2017, is annual premium of $5,440, which is a 5% increase from 2016. Do you have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Wheaton. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And under historical commission, there's one item, A, consider possible to receive file Jefferson County Historical Commission 2016 annual report.
So moved.
Moved by Senegal, second by Commissioner Wheaton. Any discussion?
House Bill 73, which is in reference to unfunded mandates. And if Fred is not preparing us a resolution, we will have a resolution on there because, as everyone knows, it's getting to be a little tough for counties to continue to go into our revenue funds to pay for unfunded mandates that come out of Austin, Texas.
Commissioner, court's already done that.
Thank you.
We've got a new resolution. We did one.
We did.
I got one. We did that a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
All three of them.
What they're referring to is the fact that when the legislature's in session, they often pass laws that either directly or indirectly impose a burden on units of local government, cities and counties, primarily counties, sometimes school districts, to take actions which are significant in cost and without providing the funds for us to do that additional work. And sometimes they just directly order us to do things that cost the county money without providing funds. And so there are some bills that have been pre-filed that require that the legislative budget board look at all laws that are passed to determine whether or not they're going to have an impact on the treasury of the county and require them to provide funding if that's the case. So we'll be watching that legislation closely.
Judge, I need to amend a previous statement. It's we have two employees on those special revenue funds, so